ओम
ओम शांति।
आज कराची क्लास है 9 फरवरी 1960।
टुडे इट इज द नाइट क्लास 9 फरवरी 1968।
सभी मासूम याद में बैठे हो।
Is everyone sitting in the remembrance of the Mashuk, the beloved?
Alak aur beek yaad mein baithi ho to bhi theek hai.
Even if you are sitting in the remembrance of Alak and Bey, it is all right.
Baap aur bata.
The father and the inheritance.
Phir bahut meethi meethi khamal khayenge nayi duniya mein.
We will eat very sweet items in the new world.
बच्चे भी खुश होते हैं क्योंकि बेशुमार माल मिलते
हैं। The children feel joyful too because they get unlimited wealth, बेशुमार माल।
और बाप भी खुश है।
And the father feels joyful as well.
बच्चों को एक ही जन्म के लिए हम बेशुमार माल देता हूँ।
I give unlimited things to the children for 21 births.
अभी तुम सब बच्चों पर बृहस्पति की दशा चल रही है।
Now you children are all under the influence of Jupiter, Brihaspati. The best planetary influence is that of Jupiter. Why? The best ones are deities. And he is the guru of the deities. And the worst ones are demons.
Rahu ki dasha, Shani ki dasha, bahut buri mani jati.
The influence of Rahu, one of the principal planets believed to cast an evil influence, and the influence of Shani, Saturn, is considered to be very bad.
Tum bachchon par to Brihaspati ki dasha chal rahi.
Now you children are under the influence of Jupiter, Brihaspati.
Naam kya diya? Brihaspati, patiyon ka pati.
What is the name that has been given? Brihaspati, the husband of the husbands.
Brihaspati bhi kehte hain.
He is also called Vrikshapati.
Ye manushya shakti roopi jo dhar hai, sare dhar ka pati mane rakshak.
The husband that is the protector of this entire human world tree.
To aisi dasha ko yaad karke tum bachchon ko kitni khushi honi chahiye.
So you children should feel so happy by remembering such an influence.
Khushi nahi rehti hai kyunki kuch gadbad hai.
The joy does not last because there is something wrong.
जैसा पुरुषार्थ बाप बताते हैं वैसा करते नहीं है।
They do not make effort the way the father tells them to do.
पूरा पूरा श्रीमत पर चलते नहीं है।
They do not follow श्रीमत completely.
जरूर पुरुषार्थ में कमी है।
Certainly there is a shortcoming in the effort.
स्वार्थ में कमी नहीं है।
It means that there is nothing lacking when it comes to swarth, selfishness.
Wo hai purushart.
That is purushart, effort.
Aur ye hai swarth.
And this is swarth, selfishness.
Rath mana chali.
Rath means body.
Swarth rath.
Swarath, one's own body.
Apne rath ke liye jo kiya jaye, so swarth.
Whatever is done for one's own body is called swarth, selfishness.
Aur purushart, purushart mein kaha jata hai.
And as regards to purushart, a soul is said to be purush.
Atma ke liye jo kiya jaye, to hai purushart.
Whatever is done for the soul is purushart.
Do baatein.
There are two things.
Ek atma.
One is the soul.
Aur dusri shareer.
And the other is the body.
Sharir ka connection ek janm se hai.
The connection of the body is with one birth.
Wo bhi ek janm pura ho ya na ho.
In that too, a birth may or may not be completed. The body may be lost in between. And the connection of the soul is with many births. So, for what should we make effort? For whom should we do hard work? One should work hard for the soul, so that the soul will earn an income. But the children are number wise according to their effort. That is why they are also influenced number wise. Otherwise, the conscience, Vivek says, those children who have faith, what do they have to worry about? Faith in what? The faith in one's own soul, that I am a point of light soul. I am a Sikildi, long lost and now found soul, which has taken 84 births. I am a soul of the first order. What? Other souls will take fewer births. They will not play an all-round part in the world cycle. And my part is an all-round part with the hero and heroine in this world cycle, in this world drama. Whose parts are the highest in the drama? The hero and the heroine.
Hero, heroine, all-round part bajate hai, 84 janm lene wale hai. Unke saath janm janmantar mujhe bhi part bajate.
The hero and the heroine play an all-round part. They are the ones who take 84 births. I too have to play a part along with them for many births. We must have this firm faith. And in what else should we have faith? I am a soul and my father is the Supreme Father, Supreme Soul. Christ is the father of the Christians. No Christian is going to get more inheritance than Christ. Among the Christian group of the seed-like souls, the seed of Christ gets the maximum inheritance. Nobody else is going to get as much. Similarly, the root, Aadhar, in whom Christ enters, the inheritance that he is supposed to get, no other root-like soul will get more inheritance than him. All of them are going to be converted into Christianity. They are the souls with less power who take a fewer number of births. And we are the children of the very powerful Almighty Father.
84 का चक्र पूरा लगाने वाले हैं।
वी पास थ्रू द कम्प्लीट साइकिल ऑफ 84 बर्ड्स।
और धर्म और उनके धर्म पिताएं तो बीच में आते हैं।
द रिलीजियस फादर्स ऑफ द अदर रिलीजियंस कम इन बिटवीन।
क्या
वॉट
बीच में आते हैं और चले जाएंगे।
दे कम इन बिटवीन एंड दे विल डिपार्ट।
उनके धर्म हट भी बीच में आते हैं और चले जाते हैं।
द रिलीजियस लैंड्स टू कम इन बिटवीन एंड वैनिश।
और हम तो आज के अंत तक पार्ट बजाने वाले हैं।
And we are the ones who play a part from the beginning to the end. So, those children who have a faithful intellect, that we have found the highest on high father, who gives us the inheritance. If he is the highest father, what kind of an inheritance will he give? He will give the highest inheritance.
और ये ड्रामा मेरे लिए जितना कल्याणकारी है उतना और कोई के लिए कल्याणकारी नहीं।
And this drama is not beneficial for any other soul to the extent it is beneficial to me.
कौन कौन बातों में लिखे?
On which aspects should there be complete faith?
अपने में लिखे, आत्मा में लिखे।
Faith in the self, faith in the soul.
तभी भी negative संकल्प ना आए अपने लिए।
One should not create any negative thoughts towards oneself.
Yeah.
What?
तदेव ऊँचे से ऊँचे संकल्प आए। मैं एक आत्मा हूँ।
One should always create the highest thoughts. I am an elevated soul. Then?
ऊँचे से ऊँचे बाप का बच्चा हूँ।
I am the child of the highest on high father.
और तीसरी बात, ड्रामा में मेरा जितना श्रेष्ठ पार्ट है उतना और कोई धर्म की आत्मा का पार्ट नहीं।
And thirdly, in no other religion is the part of a soul as elevated as my part in the drama.
जिसके बुद्धि बच्चे हैं उन लोगों को तो कोई परवाह नहीं।
The children with a faithful intellect do not have any worry.
बाप को कहना है कि याद नहीं पड़ता है, कितनी मूर्खता है।
What foolishness it is to say to the father that we are not able to remember you.
जिस ऊँचे से ऊँचे बाप से ऊँचे से ऊँचे वर्षा मिलता है।
He is the highest on high father from whom one gets the highest on high inheritance.
और फिर उस बाप के सामने कहना हमें आप याद नहीं आते।
And then to say to that father, face to face, that we are not able to remember you.
अरे, जिससे प्राप्ति होगी वो याद नहीं आएगा।
अरे, will he not remember the one from whom he gets attainments?
जो सुख देगा, सुख का कारण है हमारा पास।
The one who gives happiness, our father is an ocean of happiness.
क्या?
What?
ये होता है। सुख के गड्ढे बड़ी
किया। One kind is the pit of happiness.
सुख के ताला।
Lakes of happiness.
सुख की नहर।
Canals of happiness.
सुख की नदियाँ।
Rivers of happiness.
दीर्घ घी की नदियाँ बहती।
The rivers of milk and ghee flow. It is said so, isn't it?
लेकिन सबसे बड़ा क्या है? ताला।
But what is greater than all these? The ocean.
वो सुख का सागर है।
He is the ocean of happiness.
कभी फूटने वाला नहीं है।
He is never going to be exhausted.
ऐसा सुख का सागर बाप आकर के हमको कहाँ ले जाते हैं?
Where does the father, who is such an ocean of happiness, take us?
क्षीर सागर में।
He takes us to the ocean of milk, क्षीर सागर।
और ऐसे बाप के सामने कहना कि हमें आपकी याद नहीं आती।
And to say in front of such a father that I am unable to remember you.
बाप कहते ही तो बूढ़ बच्चा है।
The father says this one is a foolish child.
अच्छा, तुम योग अक्षर छोड़ दो।
All right, You leave aside the word yog.
Hamara yog nahi lagta, yog nahi lagta.
I am unable to have yog. I am unable to have yog.
Yog chhod.
Leave aside yog.
In aankhon se jo dekhte ho, wo yaad aata ki nahi?
Do you remember whatever you see through these eyes or not? Someone said, we do remember. All right, then remember that. Someone may say, should we remember whatever we see through the eyes?
अरे भगवान ब्रह्मा के जन्म में आया और ब्रह्मा बाबा ने शरीर छोड़ दिया, अब हम कैसे आते?
अरे God came in the body of Brahma and Brahma Baba left his body. Now how should we remember him? All right, we will keep the personality of Brahma, the picture, the photograph of Brahma in front of us. And remember him through that and think that Shiv Baba used to come in him.
So, Jalabhakti mein agar bindu ko yaad karenge, to antar kya hua?
So, if you remember a point in a non-living idol, then what will be the difference?
Bhakti marg ke jo bhakt hote hain, wo murtiyon mein Bhagwan ko yaad karte hain.
The devotees in the path of worship remember God in idols.
Shivalinga mein bindu lagate hain.
They apply a bindu, a point, on a shivling.
Yaad karte hain na?
They remember, don't they?
Parantu ko yaad aata hai kya?
But are they able to remember?
Nahin.
No.
Are bindi roop mein basta dega?
Are will he give an inheritance in the form of a point?
Ya jo sharir chhod chuka hai uske dwara basta dega?
Or will he give an inheritance through the one who has left his body? Or will he give an inheritance through the one who is in a living form?
Chaitanya mein practical mein part bajane wala vyaktitva ho, personality ho, us roop mein barta dega.
He will give the inheritance in the form of the personality who is playing a part in a living form, in a practical form.
तो बोला तुम ये योग अक्षर छोड़ दो, क्यों?
So it has been said, leave aside this word yog. Why?
याद करो, किसको याद करो?
Remember, whom should you remember?
इन्हें कर्म इंद्रियों से, इन्हें ज्ञान इंद्रियों से, जिसको भी देखा जाता है, सुना जाता है, स्पर्श किया जाता है, अनुभव किया जाता है, वो याद आता है कि नहीं? याद आता है, तो तुम याद करो।
Do you remember the one whom you see, listen to, touch, experience through these bodily organs, through these sense organs or not? That person is remembered. So, you just remember. What? It is made so simple. Here, Hatha Yoga, a rigid form of yoga involving tough physical postures, is not taught.
वो तो हड्डियों की बात हो गई, क्या? कि मूर्ति में भगवान दिया तो, निराकार दिया तो.
That is about Hatha Yoga. Which remembrance? To remember God in an idol. To remember the incorporeal.
अब तो बुद्धि में पाते बैठती नहीं कि मूर्ति कैसे बरता देंगे?
How will an idol give an inheritance? Now this does not sit in the intellect.
मूर्ति के द्वारा आपको शांति का वरदान कैसे मिलेगा?
How will one receive the inheritance of happiness and peace through an idol?
स्वर्ग में सुख होता है.
There is happiness in heaven.
मूर्ति ने कैसे स्वर्ग रचा होगा?
How would an idol have created heaven?
बुद्धि में बात बैठती है, नहीं बैठती?
Does it sit in the intellect? It does not sit there.
अभी तो बात तुम्हारी बुद्धि में बैठती है.
नाउ इट सिट्स इन योर इंटेलेक्ट
कि भगवान आकर के ब्रह्मा द्वारा ज्ञान का दूध देता है. इसे कहते हैं वेदवाणी.
दैट God comes and gives the milk of knowledge, which is called Vedvani, through Brahma.
Vedvani to deta hai.
He does give the Vedvani.
Lekin us Vedvani ke arth ko koi janta nahi.
But nobody knows the meaning of that Vedvani.
Isliye maa ke roop ko chhod karke wo phir baap ke roop mein pravesh karta hai.
That is why he leaves the form of a mother and enters into the form of a father.
इसमें प्रवेश करता है?
In whom does he enter?
वो बाप के रूप में प्रवेश करता है जिसे मनुष्य सृष्टि का पिता माना
जाता है. He enters into the form of the father who is considered to be the father of mankind.
जगतम पितरम जगत का पिता माना जाता है. विश्व पिता.
Jagatam Pitaram. He is considered to be the father of the world, Vishwapita. People of other religions also believe in him. The people belonging to other religions, the English call him Adam.
Yeah.
What?
Musalman usse kehte hai Adam. Baba Adam.
The Muslims call him Adam. बाबा आदम.
आदम से पहले कोई और आदमी आई ऐसे समझते हैं.
देयर वॉज नो मैन बिफोर आदम. दे थिंक लाइक दिस डोंट दे.
अपने हिंदू में भी मानते हैं.
इवन अमंग आर हिंदूज इट इज बिलीव
कि शंकर जी को जन्म देने वाला कोई नहीं.
दैट देयर इज नोबडी हु गिव्स बर्थ टू शंकर जी.
मतलब वो सबको जन्म देने वाला है.
It means that he gives birth to everyone.
सबके स्वरूप की पहचान देने वाला है.
He identifies everybody's form.
कि कौन आत्मा क्या क्या पार्ट बजाने वाली है.
That which soul is going to play which part.
परंतु उसको बताने वाला कोई नहीं तो वो सब का पार्ट है.
But there is nobody to tell him his own part. So he is everybody's father.
कैसा था मेरा
था. What kind of a father? Incorporeal or corporeal?
परंतु साकार में वो निराकार जब तक प्रवेश न करे.
He is indeed a corporeal father, but until that incorporeal one enters him,
तब तक उसे अपने स्वरूप का भी परिचय मिलता.
He does not get the introduction of his own form either.
तो वो शिव जो ऊपर से आता है.
सो दैट शिव हु कम्स फ्रॉम अबव.
और वो शंकर जो इस साकार सृष्टि में ही कोई व्यक्तित्व होता है पहले से ही.
एंड दैट शंकर हु इज ऑलरेडी अ पर्सनैलिटी इन दिस कॉर्पोरियल वर्ल्ड इटसेल्फ.
ब्रह्मा का बच्चा ब्रह्म.
हु इज अ चाइल्ड ऑफ ब्रह्मा दैट इज ब्राह्मण.
वो दोनों मिलकर के शंकर कहा जाता.
बोथ ऑफ देम टूगेदर आर कॉल्ड शंकर.
उसमें ब्रह्मा की सोल भी प्रवेश कर जाती.
सो इवन ब्रह्मा सोल एंटर्स हिम.
ब्रह्मा को कहते हैं ज्ञान चंद्रमा.
ब्रह्मा इज कॉल्ड द मून ऑफ नॉलेज ज्ञान चंद्रमा. वॉट
चंद्रमा तो है.
ही इज इंडीड अ मून.
रोशनी तो ज्ञान की देता है.
ही डज गिव द लाइट ऑफ नॉलेज.
लेकिन खुद रोशनी देने वाला है या चंद्रमा ने कौन सी रोशनी ली है.
But does he give the light himself or did the moon obtain the light from somebody?
Roshini deta hai, phir deta hai.
The moon obtains the light and then gives it.
So yagi ke aadi mein jis vyaktitva ke paas ja kar ke Brahma ne apne sakshatkaron ka rahasya samjha tha.
So the personality whom Brahma met and the one who understood the secrets of his visions in the beginning of the yagya,
woi vyaktitva atma,
that same personality, the soul,
jo purv janam mein thi brahma ko gyan ka beej dalne wali sakar,
which was in the previous birth, which laid the seed of knowledge in brahma in a corporeal form,
woh yagya se chhodne ke baad dobara yagya mein aati hai.
that same soul, after leaving the body, enters the yajna again.
और आने के बाद ब्राह्मण बनती है.
And after entering the yajna, becomes a brahman.
और उस ब्राह्मण व्यक्ति ने शिव बाप ब्रह्मा का शरीर छोड़ने के बाद प्रवेश करता.
And after Brahma leaves his body, the father Shiv enters into that brahman child.
ब्रह्मा के तन में माँ के रूप में.
He plays a part in the form of a mother through the body of Brahma.
और ब्राह्मण बच्चे के तन में अपने बाप के रूप में पाले.
And he plays the part of a father through the body of that brahman child.
चंद्र का चित्र में जनेऊ भी दिखाया जाता है, यज्ञोपवीत.
A janeu, sacred thread worn by Brahmins, that is yajñopavit, is also shown in the picture of Shankar. What does it indicate?
Shankar bhi brahman tha.
Shankar was also a brahman.
Shankar bhi brahman hai.
Yes, Shankar is also a brahman.
Pehla pehla brahman, so pehla pehla devata.
He is the first brahman and the first deity.
जो पहला पहला देवता तो पहला पहला तेजा बनेगा क्षत्रिय.
The one who is the first deity will become the first kshatriya in the silver age.
तो ही द्वापर बनता है पहला वैश्य.
The same personality becomes the first वैश्य in the copper age.
और कलिकुल बनता है पहला.
And becomes the first shudra in the iron age.
फिर संगम युग आता है. तो पहले पहले वो ब्राह्मण बनता.
Then when the confluence age begins again, he becomes the first brahman.
Yes.
What?
क्या बनता है?
What does he become?
ब्राह्मण किसकी औलाद?
A brahman. Whose progeny is a brahman?
ब्रह्मा's
progeny.
जब पहला ब्राह्मण जब ब्रह्मा की औलाद कैसे फिर ब्रह्मा पहले हुआ? या वो ब्राह्मण पहले हुआ?
अरे, when he is the first brahman, how is he a child of Brahma? Then is Brahma first or is that Brahman first?
नहीं.
Someone said Brahma. No.
ब्रह्मा बाबा को साक्षात्कार हुए. वो साक्षात्कारों को वो समझ नहीं सके.
Brahma Baba had visions. He could not understand those visions.
अपने गुरु से पूछा, गुरु ने बताया नहीं.
He asked his guru. The guru did not tell him.
तो वाराणसी में पंडितों के पास जाकर के पूछा विद्वान आचार्य.
So he went to the pandits, scholars of Varanasi, and asked the scholars and teachers.
वहाँ से उनको संतुष्टि नहीं मिली. फिर अपने भागीदार के पास कलकत्ते की दुकान पर पहुँचे.
He did not get any satisfactory answer from them either. Then he reached his partner at Calcutta-based shop.
जो भागीदार उनका पुराना नौकर था.
The partner who was his employee for a long time.
लेकिन उनका बहनोई था.
But was his brother-in-law बहनोई.
दुकान में आधे आधे का साझीदार.
He was a half partner in the shop.
वहाँ पहुँच करके.
After reaching there.
उससे बात उसके कान में डलवाई.
He got the matter put in his ears. That
इस तरीके से दादा लेखराज को साक्षात्कार हुए.
दादा लेखराज हैड विजन्स लाइक दिस.
इसका हाथ कोई नहीं बता रहा.
Nobody is explaining to him their meanings.
और परमात्मा शिव ने तुरंत उसमें प्रवेश करके साक्षात्कार होता है ऐसी बोल दिया.
And the Supreme Soul Shiv immediately entered him and revealed the secrets of those visions.
तो जिसके द्वारा खोला वो पहला ब्रह्मा हुआ.
So the person through whom the secrets were revealed happened to be the first Brahma.
माना दादा लेखराज ने डायरेक्ट नहीं सुनाया. दादा लेखराज ने सुनाया किसी माता को.
It means that Dada Lekhraj did not narrate directly. Dada Lekhraj narrated to a mother.
और माता ने सुनाया.
And the mother narrated.
उस व्यक्ति को जिसके मुख से उनके साक्षात्कार हुआ.
To that person through whose mouth the meanings of his visions were opened up.
तो व्यक्ति हो गया पहला ब्राह्मण.
So that person happened to be the first Brahman.
ब्राह्मण को ब्रह्मा की औलाद होना चाहिए ना.
A Brahman should be the child of Brahma's mouth Shouldn't he?
किसके मुख से पैदा हुआ?
Through whose mouth was he born?
कौन था ब्रह्मा उस समय?
Who was Brahma at that time?
सारी माता जो लोग सुनाने वाली माता थी वो ही आदि ब्रह्मा। तो वो हो गया ब्रह्मा पहले।
The mother who narrated happened to be the first Brahma, so he became the first Brahman.
So, जो यज्ञ के आदि का व्यक्तित्व था जिसके द्वारा ज्ञान का बीज डाला गया।
So, the personality of the beginning of the yagya, through whom the seed of knowledge was sown, was the actual yagya pita, father of the yagya.
परंतु इस रहस्य को ब्रह्मा बाबा ने या कोई नहीं उस समय पहचाना नहीं.
But neither Brahma Baba nor anyone else realized this secret at that time.
और न पहचानने के कारण क्या हुआ?
And because of not realizing that secret, what happened was that after 10 years, when India that existed at that time was divided into India and Pakistan, and the satsang, spiritual gathering, was uprooted from Sindh, Hyderabad, and was transferred to Karachi, where Baba had started living alone.
Baba ko ekdam nasha ho gaya.
And suddenly Baba became intoxicated.
Itne bandhan mein rehne wali jo kanya mataen thi, dher ki dher bhagi aa gayi.
Numerous virgins and mothers who were living in so much bondage ran away from their homes and came there.
So Baba ko nasha tha.
So Baba became intoxicated.
Aur usi samay Parmatma Shiv ne pravesh kiya.
And at that time the Supreme Soul entered him.
Aur pravesh karke murli chalana shuru hua. Murli to chalai.
And after entering him he started narrating the murli. He did narrate the murli.
Lekin us ka naam kya tha? ब्रह्मा कुमारी विश्वविद्यालय।
But what was the name given to the institution? ब्रह्मा कुमारी ईश्वरी विश्वविद्यालय।
ब्रह्मा कुमारी विश्वविद्यालय। क्यों? बाप का नाम क्यों भूल गए?
What? ब्रह्मा कुमारी ईश्वरी विश्वविद्यालय। Why? Why did they forget the name of the father?
ब्रह्मा के द्वारा मुरली चलना शुरू हुआ।
The murlis began to be narrated through Brahma.
पराती से जो संस्था शुरू हुई उस संस्था ने भारतवर्ष में आकर के
द इंस्टीट्यूशन दैट बिगैन फ्रॉम कराची दैट इंस्टीट्यूशन अराइव्ड इन इंडिया
50-51 में आश्रम खोलना शुरू किए
एंड स्टार्टेड ओपनिंग आश्रम्स इन 1950-51
और उन आश्रमों का क्या नाम रखा ब्रह्मा कुमारी
एंड वॉट वर दोज आश्रम्स नेम ब्रह्मा कुमारी ईश्वरी विश्वविद्यालय
तो ब्रह्मा माने बड़ी अम्मा
सो ब्रह्मा मीन्स सीनियर मदर
बड़ी अम्मा है तो बाबू भी तो होना चाहिए नहीं
इफ देयर इज अ सीनियर मदर देन देयर शुड ऑल्सो बी अ फादर और नॉट
बाबू होना चाहिए
देयर शुड बी अ फादर
लेकिन पिता पिता का नाम क्यों भूल गए
बट वाई डिड दे फॉरगेट द नेम ऑफ प्रजापिता
ब्रह्मा कुमारी के लिए ब्रह्मा ने ज्यादा लेना है अपना ही नाम क्यों रख दिया
वाई डिड ब्रह्मा तदलेख राज गिव ब्रह्मा कुमारी विद्यालय हिज ओन नेम
क्योंकि वो इस राज को जानते ही नहीं थे
इट इज बिकॉज ही डिड नॉट नो एट ऑल द सीक्रेट
यज्ञ के आदि में जिसने रहस्य खोले वो ही ज्ञान का बीज रोपण करने वाला सचिता पिता
दैट द वन हु हैड रिवील्ड द सीक्रेट्स इन द बिगनिंग ऑफ द यज्ञ was himself the father of the world who sowed the seed of knowledge. The world is in a corporeal form, isn't it? How should the father of the corporeal world also be? He should also be in a corporeal form. So, this did not fit into the intellect of Brahma Baba.
इक्यावन से लेकर के 66 तक ब्रह्मा कुमारी विद्यालय ही नाम चलता
है दैट इज वाई फ्रॉम 1951 टू 1966 till 1965-66, the name of the institution continued to be Brahma Kumari Vidyalaya. Then Shiv Baba reminded them through the mouth of Brahma that children, when you write Brahma Kumari Vidyalaya, it is wrong. What should be written? Prajapita Brahma Kumari Ishwari Vishwavidyalaya. Just as when the children are very small, how can they know the father? The small kids, whom do they recognize? They recognize only the mother. So he saw that these are small children, so they got to study the same knowledge for 16 years. After 16 years, when those kids became a little clever, then Father Shiv, the Supreme Soul, who is the father of the point-like souls, who was narrating the Murlis by entering the body of Brahma, who was narrating the Vedvani, said, it is wrong to write Brahma Kumari Vidyalaya. Someone may think wrong of that. What? They will not consider it good that these people write Brahma's Kumari, that is daughter, Brahma Kumar Kumari. Why do they not tell the name of their father? If a child is asked, whose child are you? And if he repeatedly tells the name of his mother, then will people get suspicious or not? What doubt will they get? Why is he telling the name of only his mother again and again? Why does he not tell the name of his father? There is something wrong. His mother has not told him his father's name. Certainly there is something wrong. So Shiv Baba, through the body of Brahma, made it clear. Write the word Prajapita. Those who had to write did write. Earlier they used to write Brahma Kumari Ishwarya Vishwavidyalaya. Later on, they started writing Prajapita Brahma Kumari Ishwarya
Vishwavidyalaya.
But it did not strike anyone's intellect that Brahma is different. That the mother is different and the father is different. Who is first? Is a father first or is a mother first? First, there is a father. The father sows the seed in the mother, then she becomes mother. The mother is the land. What? The mother is the mother earth. And a seed is sown in it. So the seed is called a father. For example, it has been mentioned in the Gita, hasn't it? Aham Bij Pradapita. I am the father who sows the seed.
Brahma.
So neither the Brahma Kumaris nor Brahma knows about the seed of this human world. Till date, it has not fitted into their intellect. What? That there will be someone to create Brahma too. Who creates a mother? Who makes the mother a mother? The father alone makes her so.
So Brahma ko Brahma banane wala sakar mein koi hua hoga na?
So there must have been someone in a corporeal form to make Brahma as Brahma, mustn't there?
Brahma hai badi maa.
Brahma is the senior mother.
Shakti ki badi se badi maa hai.
She is the greatest mother of the world.
So bada baap bhi koi hua hoga?
So there must have been a senior father too.
तो ये कि आज में कौन बड़ा बाप हुआ वो आज तक भी वो छोटे छोटे बच्चों की बुद्धि में अभी आया
है. So it has not yet occurred in the intellect of the small children till date that who was the senior father in the beginning of the yagya.
कौन से बच्चों की बुद्धि में?
In the intellect of which children?
जो बेसिक ज्ञान में पढ़ रहे हैं, बेसिक नॉलेज में पढ़ रहे हैं, ब्रह्मा विद्या आश्रम में हैं, कौन से बच्चों?
It did not fit into the intellect of those who are studying in the basic knowledge, those who are in the Brahma Kumaris ashram now. In whose intellect did it fit? The same father of the beginning of the yagya, after leaving the body, comes to the Brahma Kumari Ishwarya Vishwavidyalaya again and obtains knowledge. And sometime after obtaining the knowledge, that is 6, 8, 9 years later, the Supreme Soul enters him.
Brahma ke sharir chhodne ke 8 varsh ke baad.
When 8 years after Brahma left his body,
8 varsh mein hi pravesh.
He enters within 8 to 9 years.
Ye pravesh hota hai ya pratyaksh hota hai?
Does he enter or is he revealed? Someone said revelation. No.
Jaise bachcha hai गर्भ में होता है.
फॉर एग्जाम्पल अ चाइल्ड इज इन द वूम्ब.
पहले पिंड तैयार होता है.
फर्स्ट द फीटस डेवलप्स.
पिंड तैयार होता है ना?
द फीटस डेवलप्स डजंट इट?
तो जो पिंड होता है निर्जीव होता है या जीवन वाला होता है? निर्जीव होता है.
सो इज द फीटस द डेवलप्स लाइफलेस निर्जीव? Or is it living? It is lifeless.
गर्भ में पिंड तैयार होता है उसमें आत्मा.
The fetus develops in the womb and the soul enters in it.
तो उस आत्मा के आने को जो गर्भ के अंदर आई है वो उसी को पता चलता है.
So does anyone come to know of that soul which has entered the womb? No.
तो परमपिता परमात्मा शिव है कि नहीं कि ब्रह्मा का तन छोड़ा ऊपर चले गए होंगे.
So it is not as if when Brahma left his body, the supreme father, supreme soul Shiv would have gone up.
ऊपर जा सकते हैं क्या?
Can he go up?
मूल में तो बोला मैं तुम बच्चों के साथ खाऊंगा, खेलूंगा, रहूंगा.
It has been said in the Murli, I will eat, play and live with you children.
तुम सब साथ स्वास्थ्य स्वास्थ्य ये भागना है तुम बच्चों को साथ लेकर साथ लेकर जा.
I have to give you company in every breath. I have to take you children along with me.
ऐसे तो नहीं कि छोड़ जाएंगे.
It is not as if he will leave in between and go.
ब्राह्मण शक्ति रहती है तो ब्राह्मणों को बीच में नहीं ले जाएंगे.
If he has created the Brahman world, then he will not take the Brahmins in between.
ब्राह्मण जब तक संपूर्ण ब्राह्मणों को देवता न बने तब तक शिव बाप छोड़ने वाला नहीं.
Until the Brahmins become complete Brahmins and then deities, Father Shiv is not going to leave.
ऐसे नहीं ब्रह्मा का शनि छूट गया तो ब्रह्मा कुमार कुमारी ने समझ लिया शिव बाप भी गए और ब्रह्मा बाबा भी गए.
It is not as if when Brahma left his body, all the Brahma Kumar Kumaris thought that Father Shiv has gone and Brahma Baba has also gone.
Brahma Baba left his body. He departed.
लेकिन शिव बाबा गए नहीं.
But Father Shiv did not depart.
उन्होंने कोई कोई बच्चे में उसी वक्त प्रवेश कर
लिया. He entered in some child or the other in the same year.
प्रवेश कर लिया अंदर अंदर मन चिंतन मंथन उस बच्चे का चलता है.
He entered thinking and churning continued within that child.
संख्या 77 में वो बात declared.
This was declared in 1976-77.
बाप का प्रत्यक्षता उस समय.
The year of revelation of the father was celebrated.
बताया कि बाप का प्रत्यक्षता.
It was even mentioned as the year of revelation of the father.
बाप का प्रत्यक्षता मना भी किया लेकिन ये पता नहीं कहाँ प्रत्यक्ष हुआ.
The year of revelation of the father was celebrated, but it was not known where he had been revealed.
अच्छा सबको प्रत्यक्ष होगा.
All right, will he be revealed to everyone?
कि पहले घर वालों को प्रत्यक्ष होगा.
Or will he be revealed to the members of his family first?
जो बिल्कुल घर के नजदीक ही होंगे उनको पहले प्रत्यक्ष होगा.
He will be revealed to those who are very close to his family.
फिर गली वालों को प्रत्यक्ष होगा.
Then he will be revealed to the neighborhood.
फिर गांव वालों को.
Then to the people of the village.
जनता वालों, सिख वालों को ऐसे धीरे-धीरे आवाज फैलती जाएगी.
Then to the people of the district. Then in this way the news would spread gradually.
तो ऐसे ही 76 में परमात्मा शिव ने प्रवेश किया.
So similarly in 1976 the supreme soul Shiv entered.
और उसी व्यक्तित्व में जो यज्ञ की आदि का था दोबारा जन्म लेकर के ब्राह्मण बना प्रवेश करके उसका नाम प्रत्यक्ष हुआ. क्या नाम प्रत्यक्ष हुआ.
एंड ही एंटर्ड इन द सेम पर्सनैलिटी हु बिलोंग टू द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द यज्ञ एंड वॉज रीबोर्न टू बिकम अ ब्राह्मण एंड देन हिज नेम वॉज रिवील्ड. विच नेम वॉज रिवील्ड.
शुद्धमूर्ति का नाम प्रत्यक्ष हुआ धीरे धीरे शंकर.
द नेम ऑफ दैट पर्सन वॉज ग्रेजुअली रिवील्ड एज शंकर.
शंकर को जैनी लोग शंकर के रूप में मानते हैं.
Jainis believe Shankar to be a form of Tirthankar. Which god? Tirthankar.
Jo Musalman log hai usko Adam se bhi mante.
The Muslims believe in him in the form of Adam.
Aur Christian log Adam ke roop mein mante.
And Christians believe in him in the form of Adam.
Lekin unko ye pata nahi hai ki ye bhagwan hai.
But they do not know that this is the form of God. Neither Christians know nor do Muslims know. They only know that yes, he is the oldest man. That is all. No more than that. But Hindus know this fact. What?
कि शिव शंकर भोलेनाथ ही भगवान का रूप है.
That शिव शंकर भोलेनाथ इज द फॉर्म ऑफ गॉड.
शिव है निराकार.
शिव इज इनकॉर्पोरियल.
वो निराकार जिस साकार में पहले पहले प्रवेश करता है और प्रवेश करके आज से लेकर के अंत तक पार हो जाता है.
द कॉर्पोरियल बींग इन विच दैट इनकॉर्पोरियल वन एंटर्स फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल and then place the path from the beginning to the end.
Mana manan rup se path bajata hai wo hi bhagwan hai.
That is, he plays a part in a permanent form. He is the form of God.
Isliye sab devata kitne hain total.
That is why all the deities, how many are there in total? 33 crores.
33 crore देवताओं में से एक भी ऐसा देवता नहीं है जिसका नाम शिव के साथ मिला के रखा गया.
Out of the 33 crore deities, there is not even a single deity
whose name has been combined with Shiv.
कोई है?
Is there anyone?
ब्रह्मा का नाम शिव के साथ मिलाते नहीं, विष्णु का नाम शिव के साथ मिलाते नहीं.
Brahma's name is not combined with Shiv. Vishnu's name is not combined with Shiv.
Ganesh का नाम मिलाते नहीं, हनुमान का नाम मिलाते नहीं.
Ganesh's name is not combined with Shiv. Hanuman's name is not combined with Shiv.
किसी देवता का या देवी का या जगदम्बा का नाम शिव के साथ मिलाते हैं क्या? नहीं.
Is the name of any deity or Jagdamba combined with Shiv? No.
किसका मिलाते हैं? जगदम्बर का नाम शिव के साथ मिलाते हैं. क्यों?
Whose name is combined? Shankar's name is combined with Shiv. Why?
क्योंकि जो बड़ा बच्चा होता है वो ही बाप को पहले नाम पाला.
It is because the one who is the eldest child brings fame to the father first and reveals him.
अपने भारत की परंपरा में भी और विदेशों में भी ऐसे चलन रही क्या?
In our Indian tradition as well as the foreign countries, it has been the practice. What?
Raja ka jo bada bachcha hota hai wo gaddi ke upar baithta hai.
The eldest child of a king ascends the throne.
Bada bachcha baithta hai, chota bachcha baithta hai. Bada bachcha kyun baithta hai?
Does the eldest child ascend the throne or does the younger child ascend the throne? The eldest child ascends the throne. Why does the eldest child ascend the throne?
कोई कारण होगा.
There must be a reason.
माँ बाप छोटे बच्चे को प्यार नहीं करते.
Don't the parents love the younger child?
माँ बाप सबसे छोटे बच्चे को ज्यादा प्यार करते हैं, ध्यान देते हैं, या बड़े बच्चे भी और ज्यादा ध्यान देते हैं? छोटे बच्चे ध्यान नहीं
देते. Do the parents love and pay attention to the youngest child more? Or do they pay attention to the eldest child more? Someone said the eldest child. Don't they pay attention to the youngest child? Ask your heart.
They must be देते हैं छोटे बच्चे को ज़्यादा, लेकिन अंदर में ये भी आस रहती है.
They do pay more attention to the younger child, but in their heart they also nurture the hope.
के लंबे समय की जो प्योरिटी है उस लंबे समय की प्योरिटी की पावर से ये पहले बच्चे
हैं. That the first child has taken birth through the power of a long term purity.
इसलिए उसमें ज्यादा ताकत होती.
That is why he possesses more power.
वो ज्यादा प्योरिटी की पावर जो है वो वंश परंपरा को अच्छा चलाए.
That greater power of purity will take care of the dynasty's tradition in a better way.
इसलिए बड़े बच्चे का महत्व ज्यादा होता है.
That is why more importance is given to the eldest child.
इसलिए समझते हैं लोग या कहते भी हैं, बाबा ने भी पूर्ण बोला, बड़ा बच्चा बाप समान है.
That is why people think or even say, Baba has also said in a Murli, the eldest child is said to be equal to the father.
बड़ा भाई बाप समान.
The elder brother is equal to the father.
जब बाप शरीर छोड़ देता है तो जिम्मेवारी किसके ऊपर आ जाती है? छोटे भाइयों की पालना करने की.
On whose shoulder does the responsibility to take care of the younger brothers fall when the father leaves the body? It falls on the shoulder of the eldest child.
तो वो बड़ा बच्चा जो है जिसे देवदेव महादेव कहा जाता है.
So that eldest child who is called Dev Dev Mahadev,
वो ब्राह्मणों में सबसे बड़ा बच्चा है.
Is the eldest child among the Brahmins?
वो ही वास्तव में सब देवताओं का गुरु बनता है.
Actually, he becomes the guru of all the deities.
किसके द्वारा?
Through whom?
शंकर नाम गुरु के द्वारा.
Through the name and form of Shankar.
गुरु है वो साकार में.
He is in a corporeal form.
लेकिन उसमें निराकार प्रवेश करके सद्गुरु का पार हो जाता.
But the incorporeal one enters him and plays the part of the Sadguru.
Yeah.
What?
मनुष्य गुरु सब गुरु है.
all human gurus are gurus.
लेकिन जिसमें शिव प्रवेश करता है मुखर रूप से.
But the one in whom Shiv enters in a permanent form,
वो ऐसा गुरु है, सच्चा गुरु, माना सच्चा गुरु.
What kind of a guru is he? The Sadguru. It means the true guru.
और दूसरे भी गुरु हुए हैं, देहधारी गुरु, वो सब सच्चे नहीं हुए.
All other gurus, the bodily gurus who have existed, were not true gurus.
Brahma ko bhi guru to kahenge, nahi? Sadguru kahenge.
Even Brahma will certainly be called a guru, but will he be called the Sadguru?
क्योंकि ब्रह्मा में क्या शिव ने प्रवेश नहीं किया.
Someone said no. Why? It is because did Shiv not enter Brahma?
Brahma में भी शिव ने प्रवेश किया.
Shiv entered Brahma as well.
फिर ब्रह्मा को सदगुरु क्यों नहीं कहा जाता?
Then why is Brahma not called the Sadguru? Someone said the Sadguru who takes us along.
Sadguru mane jo saath lekar ke jaye, sab gati karke jaye.
Yes, the Sadguru means the one who takes everyone with him, gives them sadgati, true salvation, and then departs.
Nahi to kya hota hai, guru mar jate hain akele, guru to reh jate.
Otherwise what happens? A guru dies and the disciples remain as they were.
Guru ne sahi chhod diya, pata nahi kahan chala gaya. Baad mein jo chela hote hain, wo guru ka jo chela hota hai bada wala, usko guru bana ke baith jaate.
The guru left his body. It is not known where he went. Later the disciples who are there make the guru's most senior disciple as their guru.
Sadgati kisi ki hoti nahi.
Nobody attains sadgati.
वास्तव में शिव तो आते हैं सदगति करने के लिए. कैसी सदगति?
एक्चुअली शिव कम्स टू गिव अस सदगति. व्हाट काइंड ऑफ ट्रू गति?
बुद्धि की भी सदगति करते हैं.
ही गिव्स अस द सदगति ऑफ द इंटेलेक्ट.
आत्मा मानो बुद्धि.
सोल मीन्स इंटेलेक्ट.
मानो बुद्धि की भी सदगति करते हैं.
He gives us the sadgati of the mind and intellect.
और मनोबुद्धि के सदगति करने के साथ साथ इस शरीर की भी पांच तत्वों की भी सदगति करें.
And in addition to giving the sadgati of the mind and intellect, he gives us the sadgati of the body, of the five elements as well.
किसके द्वारा?
Through whom?
शंकर के स्वरूप से.
Through the form of Shankar.
तो सदगुरु साकार माना जाता है, बिंदु को सदगुरु नहीं
कहे. सो द सदगुरु इज बिलीव टू बी इन अ कॉर्पोरियल फॉर्म. अ बिंदु अ पॉइंट विल नॉट बी कॉल्ड द सदगुरु.
सदगुरु अकाल मूर्त कहा जाता है.
इट इज सेड सदगुरु अकाल मूर्त.
क्या?
व्हाट?
सदगुरु कैसा?
व्हाट काइंड ऑफ अ सदगुरु?
अकाल, जिसको कोई काल
काल. One who cannot be devoured by death.
अवकाल आत्मा बिंदु बिंदु को खाता है या जलीन को खाता है?
Well, does death devour the point-like souls or the bodies?
जलीन को खाता है.
It devours the body.
और सबके शरीर को काल खाते हुए देखा जाएगा.
The body of all the others will be seen being devoured by death.
लेकिन सदगुरु के शरीर को कोई काल खाते हुए देखता ही नहीं.
बट नो बडी सीज द बॉडी ऑफ द सदगुरु बींग डिवोर्ड बाय डेथ.
भले सारी दुनिया का विनाश हो जाता है.
ऑल्दो द होल वर्ल्ड गेट्स डिस्ट्रॉयड बाय देन.
इसलिए वो सदगुरु का है.
दैट इज वाई ही इज कॉल्ड द सदगुरु.
वो सदगुरु सबकी सदगति.
That Sadguru gives Sadgati to everyone. There will not be any soul in this world that will not achieve Sadgati.
Sadgati
is number wise.
not everybody will achieve sadgati equally.
देवताओं की अलग किस्म की सदगति और मनुष्यों की मनुष्य आत्माओं की अलग किस्म की सदगति.
Sadgati of the deities is of a different kind, and sadgati of the human beings, the human souls, is of a different kind.
Sadgati sabko milti hai. Pehla agar hum jitna bhi jiska bhi hoga, wo sachcha sadgati wala hoga.
Everyone achieves sadgati, the first birth of everyone. To whatever period it extends, it will be of true salvation.
Mana us pehle janam mein kisi ko dukh.
That is, in that first birth, nobody will have sorrow. The remaining births are number wise. At the most, there is sadgati for 21 births. What? Sadgati for 21 births. The remaining depends on the efforts that is made. That father comes and plays the part of a father from
1976.
And whatever Murlis have been narrated through Brahma, those Murlis are like textbooks for us. For example, books are used for teaching in schools, aren't they? So one is of prose. The prose is called Gadya. And one is Padya, poetry. In the form of poems. So, a teacher's job is to explain the meaning of both kinds of text. So, the father Shiv comes in the body of Shankar and becomes a teacher too. We have found him as the highest on high teacher. Are, if a student goes to school, then does he say that I am unable to remember the teacher? We should remember the teacher, shouldn't we? When we study the lessons from a teacher, the teacher will certainly come to our mind. A small child remembers his mother. Then he grows up. He goes to play here and there. Then he remembers his friends and companions. Does he remember them or not? Then, when he goes to school, does he not remember his teacher? The teacher will certainly be remembered. So the father says, remember me. What? The one who gives birth is the father. Okay, when the father gave birth, at that time, the children did not know at all as to when he gave birth. Leave aside that matter. Leave aside the children. Brahma himself did not know. Saraswati herself did not know. That who was actually the Janak. That is, the father of the Brahma Kumari Ishwariya Vishwavidyalaya. So, leave aside the matter of you children that, who was the one to give birth to you? No child knows who his father is.
the one who gave birth to him. Does anyone know? Someone said, no. Who says it? Someone said, he himself comes and... No. The mother gives the indication. What? The mother gives the indication. This is your father, Papa. A child doesn't know by himself.
So, हमारी माँ का किस में है? वो गीता माता. कौन सी गीता माता?
So that Gita Mata is in the form of our mother. Which Gita Mata?
इस मुरलियों में सारा परिचय दिया है.
The Murli in which the entire introduction has been given.
क्या परिचय दिया? बिंदु बिंदु आत्मा का भाव.
What introduction has been given that a soul is a point of light? The father of the point-like soul is Shiv. That point of light father Shiv comes in the permanent chariot. Two words have been mentioned. Temporary chariot. Has it been said in the Murli or not? Another one is the permanent chariot. Mukarrar Rath. The temporary chariot is in the form of a mother, Brahma. And the permanent chariot is in the form of a father. He was there in the beginning. And when the entire world comes to an end, even at that time, that father will be present. He will be present in the middle as well as at the end. So, he is true, was true, and will remain true in the beginning, the middle, and the end. You have found that highest on high true father. The true father who narrates the truth and takes you to the golden age. How does he establish the Satyug, age of truth? Does he establish Satyug by narrating false things? Are those religious fathers, Abraham, Buddha, Christ came? Those religious souls came. Those big scholars, pandits, acharyas, teachers came. They narrated the false knowledge of the scriptures. So, what did they create by narrating the false knowledge? They created the land of falsehood. They established Kal Yug, Iron Age, an age of disputes and distress, Kala Klesh, bloodshed. Kala means fight. They established the age of fighting and bloodshed. And what does the father do when he comes? He narrates the truth and establishes the land of truth, Sachkhand, the golden age. So, don't you remember such a father? Some children say, Baba, we forget you. So, the father will say, "What kind of a child is this child of mine? He does not remember me." It is an amazing thing. Nobody forgets the worldly father. Are, even animals remember their children. Then, how do you forget the father? It is an amazing thing that the children forget the father. The remembrance through which the sins, vikarma, are destroyed. V means viparit, opposite.
Karma
means actions.
Viparit karma.
Viparit karma, that is opposite actions. The karma is not the way it should be. What kind of a karma is destroyed? The karma which should not be performed. The karma which is in opposition to the Srimat that the father has given. That is, the sins are destroyed. Not just of one birth, but the sins of many births are destroyed. By remembering whom? By remembering the one father. Someone may say, what will the Brahma Kumar, Kumari say? We to remember the one father in the form of a point. Are, how can one know about the points as to which point is the father? All the human souls are just points. What are all the insects, animals, birds, moths, microbes? All these are points. Which point do you remember? Which point established heaven? How will one know? Which point narrated the truth and established the land of truth? Tell us at least that. They will say Brahma. Are, if the land of truth was established through Brahma, it would have been visible, wouldn't it? Brahma left his body. Was the land of truth established anywhere? It became a land of falsehood to a greater extent. There are even more disputes and quarrels, bloodsheds going on in the land of falsehood, Jhoot Khand. The father says, I do not come to establish the land of falsehood. What do I establish before leaving? I establish the land of truth and go. What kind of a land of truth? Such that all the human souls which live in that land of truth in the form of deities will not accumulate any sins. None of them will accumulate sins at all. And their past sins will have been burnt. So, all your sins are burnt. Why are they burnt? Someone said, by remembering the father. By remembering the father, It is said that the diamond is a very valuable thing. Remember the diamond. That lifeless stone, the diamond is a very valuable thing. Nobody could find out for certain the value of the Kohinoor diamond up till now. All right, remember the Kohinoor diamond. Will the sins not be destroyed by remembering it? Someone said, no. Why? Why will they not be destroyed? Someone said, it is not living. Yes. That diamond does not walk and move. It does not speak and walk. The sins will be destroyed when we remember such a being who talks, walks and moves. And apart from this, he would not commit any sins himself. No matter how many people he comes in contact with. What? However many people he may come in contact with. But still, he would not be colored by the company. If you remember such a being, then your sins will be burned. He is like what? He does not get colored by anybody's company. Otherwise, such great religious fathers came in the world. Abraham, Buddha, Christ, Guru Nanak, Vivekananda, etc. Such great personalities came. Everyone is colored by the company of this world. Everyone experienced downfall. And they caused the world to experience downfall as well. But it is one father Shiv alone. Through whose remembrance the sins of your many births will burn. The reason the sins are burnt is that he always remains in the stage of the self, Svastiti.
Yeah.
What? He is never influenced by the situation. He does not think about others. He always remains in the stage of the self. He is called Sadashiv, always benevolent. Through whom? Sadashiv. Shiv means Kalyankari, benefactor. Kalyankari through whom? Are there must be some media. Is it through Brahma? Benefit did not take place at all through Brahma. The benefit of the Brahma Kumari Ishwarya Vishwavidyalaya itself did not take place. Kalyankari through whom? He brings the benefit of the entire world through Prajapita or Shankar. That is why he is worshipped in the form of God Tirthankar in the entire world. He is worshipped in the form of Shankar.
तो बोला
सो इट हैज बीन सेड
उसकी याद से तुम्हारे बिना विनाश होते हैं
योर सिंस आर डिस्ट्रॉयड थ्रू रिमेम्बरिंग हिम
बच्चे लिखते हैं बाबा हम कार्ड में क्या लिखे
चिल्ड्रन राइट बाबा वॉट शुड बी राइट ऑन द कार्ड
पहले पहले ये बात लिखना चाहिए यहाँ रचयिता और रचना की नारी मिलेगी
First of all, you should write, here you will get the knowledge of the creator and the creation.
Yeah.
What?
This is Srishti ka rachayita kaun hai?
Who is the creator of this world?
Srishti sakar hai ya mera baba? Sakar Srishti hai.
Is the world corporeal or incorporeal? The world is corporeal.
So rachayita kaun hai? Sakar rachayita kaun
hai? Then, what will the creator be like as well? The creator will be corporeal. You are not going to get the introduction of the creator through the Brahma Kumaris. What will they say? Who was the creator? Dada Lekhraj Brahma. What did he create? What did he create?
Brahma Kumaris.
The Brahma Kumari Ishwarya Vishwavidyale. Look, they are spread all over the world.
Brahma Kumari Ishwarya Vishwavidyale saari duniya mein phaile hue hain. To 700 logon ka koi gaan hai Brahma Kumari Vidyale? Nahi.
All right, the Brahma Kumari Ishwarya Vishwavidyales are spread all over the world. So, is there any praise of the Brahma Kumari Vidyale in the scriptures? No.
Shastra mein to Gita mandir ka gaan hai.
In the scriptures, there is praise of Gita temples. Gita temples have been built in every village, every city. It proves that God came and taught knowledge at the Gita temples. There is praise of heaven in the scriptures. In the scriptures of the Christians, there is praise of paradise. In the scriptures of the Muslims, there is praise of Jannat. They say that in Jannat, there is only happiness. There was a lot of happiness in paradise. Hindu scholars Swarg and Vaikunth.
तो ये जो गायन है वो सच्ची बात का गायन है या झूठी बात का गायन
सो इज दिस ग्लोरिफिकेशन अ ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ द ट्रूथ और इज इट द ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ फॉल्स थिंग्स हेवन मस्ट हैव एग्जिस्टेड एट सम पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम मजंट इट एवरी वन डिजायर्स टू गो टू विच प्लेस टू हेल और टू हेवन Everyone wants to go to heaven. But those poor fellows do not know where heaven is. Otherwise, people think heaven is above and hell is somewhere below. It is not a matter of above or below. It is a matter of a high stage and a low stage. What? Our final thoughts lead us to our destination. While leaving the body, the one with an elevated stage of the mind and intellect will take birth in an elevated world. In a prosperous world. And the more one stage is degraded, low, sorrowful, painful and disturbed while leaving the body, where will he go? He will go to an equally degraded world. It is a wonder that the children of the Highest on High Father tell him that they do not remember the Father. Why is it a wonder? If they have recognized the Father, then why should they not remember him? But they say he is a point. So how should we remember a point? It becomes difficult to remember it. Is it difficult to remember a point, or will it be difficult if one receives the knowledge of that point? Through which body is that point working? If one has recognized that he is working through this particular body, then it will not be difficult to remember him. So he is called the Creator, the Corporeal One. The body in which the incorporeal one enters in a permanent form and transforms this world is the Creator Father of this world. Then, who is the creation? There may also be a first creation of that Creator Father. Who is it? Someone said, the mother. No. Speak.
Brahma.
Someone said, Brahma. Brahma.
Jagadamba.
Mother means Jagadamba, world mother.
Jagdamba
is the mother. And who is the first child of this world? The child Krishna. Whose creation will be the first child of the golden age? Someone said Jagdamba. No. There are two mothers.
Yeah.
What? In all the royal families that have existed, the position of a mother is given to two. One is Raj Lakshmi, the queen.
Yeah.
What?
Choti ma.
Someone said Raj Lakshmi. Yes. She is called the junior mother, Choti Ma. And one is Raj Mata, the queen mother.
Yeah.
What? To whom are all the affairs of the queen's palace entrusted? To the queen mother. But who sits on the throne with the king? The queen sits on the throne. So, this is the difference. There are two mothers. One is a junior mother and one is a senior mother, Badi Ma. Is the role of the junior mother more important or the senior mother more important in shaping the life of a child? The junior mother sustains him in the womb for 9 months. Whatever way her intellect works for 9 months, whatever are the vibrations of her intellect for 9 months, the same kind of child will take birth. If she creates good vibrations, then a very nice child will take birth. If her vibrations had been bad for 9 months, then the child born will also be like that. If the vibrations are of Swasthiti, stage of soul consciousness, then the facial appearance of the child will also become like that of the mother.
Yeah.
What? If the mother had been remembering the father more during those 9 months, then the face of the child will also become like that of the father. You have seen, haven't you? There are some children who are neither like the mother nor like the father. It means that the intellect was diverted here and there. So there is more importance given to the junior mother. The junior mother is more important. So who is that junior mother and who is the senior mother? Senior mother is Jagatamba. Who? The mother of the entire world. Are there only deities in the entire world? Or is everyone there, including demons, deities and human beings? Everyone is there.
Who is there?
She is Jagdamba.
How is there?
And next is?
Jagdamba. Jagdamba is a
Someone said Jagdamba. Jagdamba is the senior mother.
Then uske mukable mein hai choti maa.
And in comparison with her, there is the junior mother.
Jisko kehte hain Lakshmi.
Who is called Lakshmi.
Yeah. Bharat.
What? Mother India. Bharat Mata.
सारे देवों की माता, सब धर्मों की माता, मनुष्य मात्र की माता, जगदम्बा.
That one, Jagdamba, is the mother of all the countries, the mother of all the religions, the mother of the entire mankind is Jagdamba.
और वो क्यों?
भारतवासियों की माता.
And this one is the mother of just the Indians.
तो भारत में देवता हैं. और दूसरे दूसरे धर्म कौन है? कौन में? और दूसरे धर्म की आत्मा है?
So, there are deities in India. And in other religious lands, there are souls of other religions.
तो जो छोटी माता है, वो विजय माला बनाने वाली है.
So, the junior mother is the one who makes the rosary of victory. Vijay Mala.
Yeah?
What?
विजय, ये कहानी क्या बोला है?
What has been said in the Avyaktvani? Whom should you invoke? Invoke the Vijay Mala.
Vijay Mala ka kaise aahwan kare? Vijay Mala ka aahwan karna mana Vijay Mala ki head ko bula lo.
So, how should we invoke the Vijay Mala? To invoke the Vijay Mala means to call the head of the Vijay Mala.
So, shahad ki makkhiyan hoti hai. सारी मक्खियों को आह्वान कैसे करोगे?
How will you invoke all the honeybees?
शहद की सारी मक्खियाँ उन सब को बुलाना है तो क्या करना है? नाम मक्खी को पकड़ लाओ। तो सब अपने आप आएंगे।
If you want to call all the honeybees, what should you do? Catch the queen bee, and then all of them would come automatically.
तो ये बुद्ध रूपी हाथ है।
So, this is the intellect-like hand.
इस बुद्धि रूपी हाथ से पकड़ के खींचते हो.
Keep pulling through this intellect-like arm.
किसको?
Whom?
छोटी बुद्धि.
The junior mother.
छोटी माँ को पकड़ के खींचेंगे, तो अपने आप सारी मक्खियाँ आएंगी इकट्ठी हो जाएंगी.
If you pull the junior mother, then all the honeybees will come and gather automatically.
प्रश्न को
In the scriptures, Krishna is shown to belong to which village?
Gokul. Go. Go money?
To Gokul. Go. What does go, cow, mean? Virgins, mothers. What kind of virgins, mothers? Not those virgins, mothers of the world. But the virgins, the mothers who were created by Brahma. All those virgins, those mothers will come attracted to him. Number wise, according to their effort. So, one must recognize one queen bee. Will the queen bee be recognized first or will the king be recognized first? First, it should be there in the intellect as to who the king is, who the father of this world is. What is the name of the highest king of India? Someone said Vikramaditya. Vikramaditya came in the copper age. How could he have been the highest on high? Someone said Narayan. Yes, Narayan. The highest age, the age that gives maximum happiness, is the golden age. And whose kingdom is famous in the golden age? The kingdom of Narayan. For that Narayan, the story of the true Narayan is praised. Which story is narrated in every house? The story of the true Narayan, Satya Narayan ki katha. So, the true Narayan accomplished the task of establishment of the golden age on the basis of the power of truth. So that true Narayan is the one who has not been defamed in the scriptures at all. All the other deities have been defamed. The true Narayan has not been defamed. Someone may say, the true Narayan has not been defamed, but the true Narayan and Shankar are one and the same. Call him Shankar or call him the true Narayan. Are they the same or are they different? Someone said, they are different. Are they different? The personality is the same. But Shankar is depicted to be sitting in remembrance. What? He is shown to be sitting in remembrance. That is, he is doing tapasya, intense meditation. The need for tapasya means that he is making effort. What is he doing for the benefit of his soul? He is doing tapasya. He is in remembrance. Whom does he to remember? He remembers Father Shiv. He remembers him, doesn't he? How would he be remembering?
Hello.
we remember that there is the incorporeal Shiv in the corporeal one.
So, we have said that we have said that we have said that.
So, we remember easily. How might he be remembering? Someone said Shiv. Would he be remembering Shiv? A point? Someone said Shiv Baba. How will he remember? How would he be remembering? Someone said within himself. Yes. The one in whose intellect it fits, that actually the father of the world is a corporeal human being. And if he starts putting it into the intellect of others as well, so if it fits into the intellect of others, will it not fit into his intellect? Will it fit or not? Someone said it will. So, is it easier to remember the Supreme Soul within one's own body, or is it easier to remember within another's body? It is easier to remember within oneself. Is it easier to be in Swasthiti, stage of the self, or is it easier to remember others in the external form? It is easier to remember the soul. I am a soul. I am a sar. I am light.
So, वो परमपिता परमात्मा गॉड फादर जी के कारण कहा जाता है वो बेहद का बाप उसकी पहचान हम बच्चों को
सो वी चिल्ड्रन रिकॉग्नाइज दैट सुप्रीम फादर सुप्रीम सोल दैट अनलिमिटेड फादर हु इज कॉल्ड गॉड द फादर
और दुनिया में दूसरे धर्म वालों को उसकी पहचान नहीं
And the people belonging to other religions of the world do not recognize him.
So, देखो, अर्थ के बाप के बच्चे में और बेहद के बाप के बच्चे में अंतर होगा या नहीं होगा?
So, look, will there be a difference between the inheritance of the limited father and the inheritance of the unlimited father?
जमीन और आसमान का अंतर.
There will be a difference of earth and sky. That is a world of difference. That one is the father of one birth. And this one is the father of many births. The one who gives happiness for many births. It is not so that he gives happiness for just 21 births and then departs. On the basis of the 21 births, the karmic account of effort of 63 births are also created. That practice becomes firm. So, there is a lot of difference. You children obtain the inheritance from the world godfather, the teacher.
Yeah.
What? He is God the father of the entire world. He is the father of fathers like Abraham, Buddha, Christ as well. And the knowledge that Abraham, Buddha, Christ have taught as teachers,
बड़े-बड़े विद्वान पंडित आचार्यों ने जो भी पढ़ाई पढ़ाई है टीचर बनकर
the knowledge that the biggest scholars, pandits, teachers have taught in the form of teachers.
और सब टीचर का भी गुण टीचर है, यानी सुप्रीम टीचर है.
He is the teacher of all those teachers. That is, he is the supreme teacher.
तो तुम टीचर की वर्षा पाओगे, तो टीचर से कौन सा वर्षा पाया जाता है?
So, you will obtain the inheritance from the teacher. Which inheritance is obtained from the teacher?
पढ़ाई का वर्षा.
One gets the inheritance of knowledge.
कोई तो बहुत ऊंची पढ़ाई पढ़ लेते हैं.
Some study very elevated knowledge.
और कोई?
And some? They study less knowledge.
जो बहुत ऊंची पढ़ाई पढ़ते हैं, वो टीचर का रिवार्ड रखने वाले होते होंगे या नहीं होते होंगे? जरूर होते.
Are those who study very elevated knowledge the ones who give regard to the teacher or not? They certainly are.
टीचर का रिवार्ड जो बच्चा नहीं रखेगा, वो पढ़ेगा पढ़ेगा.
What knowledge will a child who does not give regard to his teacher study?
तो बाप का रिगार्ड, टीचर का रिगार्ड और सदगुरु तो है ही पावरफुल.
So, there should be regard for the father as well as the teacher. And the Sadguru is powerful anyway. If one does not give him regard, then he is very strict. What? Which is the strictest part? The part of the father is not strict to that extent. The part of the teacher is not strict to that extent either. But the part of the Sadguru is very strict. It is said that Guru ka bulawa, Kaal ka bulawa. The call of the Guru is like a call of death. And it is not about those bodily gurus. Who is it about? It is about the unlimited guru.